This is Dakota Datebook for June 10th. As settlers arrived on the Great Plains and towns began to spring up, music became an important source of entertainment. Neighbors living on isolated homesteads gathered for barn dances, and traveling musicians performed for contributions from the audience. William Pitt's Brass Band was one of the many groups that played concerts and accompanied dances. When instruments were scarce, music had to be improvised. One pioneer remembered, "We had no music, so I was called to make music for the dance, being a good whistler." Perhaps it is a little surprising that settlers also hungered for more refined forms of entertainment. As towns were established, one of the first orders of business was building an opera house. Opera house was a rather grand term for what was often a rudimentary structure. Sometimes the opera house occupied the second floor of a storefront or courthouse. While the opera house served as a center for a variety of community events and entertainment, opera itself was the centerpiece. Settlers regarded opera as a symbol of culture and civilization. On this date in 1886, readers of the Wahpeton Times learned that the Andrews Opera Company would be in town to present the Mikado at Seeley's Opera House. The newspaper reported that the production would be superior to anything we have yet had in this section of the country. The Opera House was more than a gathering place. It symbolized a cultural society that emphasized genteel behavior. Programs presented there were intended to deliver uplifting moral messages and bring a taste of the civilized East to the Wild West. Automobiles, population shifts, and motion pictures led to the decline of opera houses. By the 1920s, they had largely fallen out of favor. No true frontier opera houses were built in plains towns after World War I, but North Dakota is fortunate to retain several original examples. A museum now occupies the old opera house building in Ray, North Dakota. The restored opera house in Madoc houses a restaurant, a coffee shop, and a library, along with space for community events on the second floor. The historic Ellendale Opera House is in the process of being lovingly restored and is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by the Study ND, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.